Blog Talk Radio.
Not have a David Woods.
become a reality. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
God, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen, amen. It's good, it's good, it's good. And God has waked us up for another day. You know, we want to thank God for this special day for most of us. You know, that this is the day, surely God has woke us up to see. But one of the days we set aside for our brother, you know, Brother Dexter, you know, we thank God for him, you know, for encountering him, you know, a lot of us came together, you know, because he knew how to bring us together in laughter, and he knew how to bring us together in questionnaires, and he very inquisitive. But we just thank God for him on his birthday, because we'll never forget him. You know, he'll always be in our thoughts and our hearts, you know. We want to lift him up today, you know. We got Patricia on today. You know, she was last night and said, could she come on? You know, she can't be here long, but she's back teaching again, you know. And, I wanna to know that we're not gonna never forget him, you know. We're gonna always remember our brother. We're always gonna set aside. I can put it this way, as long as I got something to do with him, I'm gonna always put our brother in on the front front, because you better believe he was one of the reasons why we started this thing. He was one of the reasons why we started this whole thing. And we want to always make mention of him, because we want to just give him thanks, you know, Brother D and the others, you know, just give our brother thanks. And we want to encourage her, too. She was telling me that, she was letting me know that, I mean, you know, for us, some of us, we might just be going by every day, you know, but she is still, and the family is still hurting behind this we call loss, you know, and we just want to encourage her, you know, we can't, we try our best, man, you know, and she said her brother Dexter, brother, it's hard for him to even talk about it, you know, that's why I know sometimes it's not words, fellas. You know, there ain't no magical words, you know. It's going to take prayer, man, to get this through, man. It's going to take a lot of prayer. Maybe us, we might not think about them as much as they do, but we do think about them, you know what I'm talking about? Because he was a big part of I can see it for a lot of us. He's a big part of our life, man. It was the day, especially when he came back, you know, after his car accident. You know, he couldn't find people that he wanted to talk to, you know, and wanted to be with. And I put it out to everybody, to come out, you know, to come and know him. And boy, I'm going to tell you something. You never know it's going to be your day. You never.
That's right.
Be your
right.
day. You got your health and strength today. You understand me? Your family is doing good, and you never know when you're going to need somebody. And we want to lift, before we go, we're going to go in prayer right now. We're going to, you know, I know it's got a few lines open up already, but I want us to, before it's all said and done, we're going to lift her up in that family, man. His dad and his brother, you know, his fiance. You know, we just want to lift him up, man, because we believe, I know for a fact, he's going to be missed. But I do know he wants us to keep doing what we're doing. You know, if he was here, he'd be talking about racing. He'd be talking about giving
right.
What
right.
He'd be talking about that. He'd be talking about that race weekend, and why I wasn't there, and what happened to me, and he'd be talking
right.
about all kinds
that's
of
right. That's right.
You know,
right.
I know he.
That's right.
You know, it might have been there. You know, he might have came. You know what I'm talking about? And, but I tell you this here from the bottom of my heart. I know, brother, it's well missed. And I ain't the only one, but I do know. I just wanted to say it like this, man. That God will still heal a broken heart. God will still heal a broken heart. This pain that you're going through, sister, you know, you can hit the one button, too, if ever you get a chance. This pain you're going through and the loved ones are going through, you better believe it. You're not we right there with you. I'm speaking for a lot of them. We miss our brother a lot, you know. You know, he's and trust me, I'm saying it's like a broken record. He is missed. You know, tell my and we love you. You know, tell my might not be a very pleasant time right now, but only thing can heal this is a time a young man had went on. He had went on, and his son had went on. And he said something. He told us. He said, he can't go to me, but I can go to him. He can't return to me. But I believe Brother Destin's going to make it in. I really believe that. I believe God gonna work him in His own. I say this because I believe Scripture. The Scripture says the dead in Christ arrive first. And He said that we are remaining, and we still here. We'll meet Him in the air. I believe that's just how it's gonna be, and that's what I believe. He's just resting now. No more suffering. No more pain. He's at rest. And I thank God for you, sis. I know you got to go, but I see you hit that one button. You can start talking whenever you get ready. I'm about to get Mike this
All
number.
Right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, it still is very hard not having him here. His family is not doing well. His dad is sick and still hurting a lot. His brother can't even talk about him without breaking down. So he's isolated himself really. And it's just hard for everybody because we were planning something completely different than what God had planned. We had planned to have him home. God had other plans. And, you know, we might not understand it right now, but I know that Dexter was in a lot of pain every day. And I'm glad he's not hurting anymore. And that's the only solace that I have right now, that he's not hurting. Because it was really hard to see him before his accident go from active working, doing everything that he loved, to see him barely struggling to walk, struggling to get up. And he was really active for who he was. He was really active. And he tried to keep going, regardless of what was happening. He still wanted to be where he was. And like I said, God had other plans.
Yes.
And I sit sometimes and I wonder, had he not had COVID, would the outcome have been different? And I can't say that it would, because there were so many things happening. And when it's your time, whether COVID would have been there or not. But I just want to say how much I miss him. I think about him every day. And I appreciate all of you for not letting his memory be lost.
Did we lose her, bro? Did we lose her?
No. She's still with us.
No, I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Since I'm in a bad area, I don't know when I may drop out. I'm gonna say this, you know, after his accident, I got a call. I hadn't seen that number in quite a while, and he was telling me. He said after he kind of got himself together, we could get to a phone. He wanted to talk to his brother, so he called me, and we was all so glad to hear from him. And I just want me myself. I've never met him in person. But I have found through Christ. I didn't find it through myself, but I found through Christ. You don't have to meet a person in person to love them. And I can truly say that we love Brother Dexter. I have so much love for Brother Eric for just thinking to do this today, that we never let his death die. He's just sleeping away. I heard my sister say she had plans for him to come home. But see, the Lord had plans for Brother Dexter to come home. And contrary to what we want to accept, I'm glad that God's plan supersedes our plan. I'm glad it does that because it can be something way worse than around the corner. But I just want to tell Brother Dexter words. Why, like I said, I may drop out. Brother, I always will love you, and I truly miss you.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
No. God bless. Your brother's open. Everybody got the lines open to talk, you know.
Yeah, good morning. Miss Tracy, that's nutty. You know, you heard me a lot talk to Dexter and me and him. Because I always remember, he made you happy, and you made him happy. He's smiling right now. Just keep that smile, that big old smile. And that's all I got. He was just a fun-loving guy. He called me, Mr. Nutty. I said, Dexter, I ain't that old. Mr. Nutty, I was talking to speak my elder. Dexter, you older than me. But he always had, you know, made me smile. He like, you dodging my call? No, Dexter. Okay, I thought I did something to you. And we, like you say, he's gonna make you smile when you didn't want to smile. It's always that's a memory of me. You know, me having bat line conversation. You may be unfriendly to it, but he was Dexter. He was one of a kind. And that's how I'm gonna remember him. He doesn't know he's just smiling and he's happy right now. Happy for you, happy for us. You know, he brought a lot of people together. Like I said, he had a lot of, he's just a good spirit person. I met him in Memphis. I met you in Memphis. So. I don't, he's just lost some words right now, but just know he's smiling down on us. Stay strong.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a real accident, my brothers. But how y'all doing this morning? Praise God for another day. And y'all let y'all know I'm here. And I'm praying with y'all and for y'all. And I love you, brothers. And I'll talk at you later.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, thank God for this day, this morning. Thank God for his strength. Thank God, even when our hearts break, God still gives us strength. And we thank him for it. I thank him for allowing you to come into acquaintance with Brother Dexter. He was a strength unto me. I didn't know him long, but the time that I knew him, God bless that time. We had phone conversations, and he would ask questions, and then he would just stand back and listen, and then he would thank you for sharing with him. So I always thought that was so beautiful, and the love that he showed, you know, it was felt, and when he would ask something, he would be inquisitive, and he would yearn for the knowledge. And that was a beautiful thing, because he wanted to make sure that he was pleasing to the Lord. So that's what I remember about him, and that's what I love him for. And since we're praying that God continue to give you strength, hallelujah, strength in the name of Jesus, because he loved well. So I know if he loved us well, I know he loved you even more. So just continue with him in your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Every time you feel that strength, that's God allowing him to bless you. So we are continuing in prayer with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 One of the things that I didn't know that Dexter continues to be actively in my life. He had spoken to the principal of my school about some of the dreams and aspirations that I had shared with him. And because of the conversations and the time that he spent with my principal, my principal gave me a new job. I didn't have to interview for it. I didn't have to apply for it. He said he made a promise to Dexter that he would help me get to where I wanted to be. And he wanted to keep that promise to him. So he continues to be such a wonderful person.
Praise the Lord.
You know, sis, you're saying something, because the deposits he left, he knew in his heart he would want to please you. He wants you to be secure, you know. Dexter didn't know he was going to go nowhere, but he wants you to be secure. You know what I'm talking about? And he knows you had a compassion in your job, like you said. But you keep hitting home with it, you know, that I hear this pain, you know what I'm talking about? And I hear you, it's like it's fresh, you know what I'm talking about? And to us, like I say to us, we can sit here and talk strong a little bit, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. It really hurt us too. But I can imagine the father, the son, and you, and whoever else was really there, you know, closer than we was, you know. Some of us did get to meet, you know what I'm talking about, face to face, you know. And I just thank God for that opportunity there as well. Like, nothing was there, you know. But I know this is going to take time, you know. You know, I'm not going to sit and tell you this is going to be an overnight thing, you know what I'm talking about. I would dare not tell you This ain't going to take no time. But I do know one thing. I really believe this is him. I think, I know you, you hear me real good. I can remember when he called himself, and he, his daddy was a, is a deacon in his church. And he was really adamant to him, said, you got to watch who you listen to. That's what he said. He said, you got to watch who you listen to. You better be careful what table you eat off of. And for him to introduce himself and Reverend Henry at that time to his dad, I think it was an honor because he wanted his dad to know that he's been helped. I really believe that. Because all the lessons he heard, he wanted to tell him because he wanted dad to know that he was really in the Word, and he was really in the Word with other brothers like us, you know. And I thank God for that opportunity because he was happy after we got through talking to him.
Really happy
for what he had introduced. And I bet if you reach out to his dad probably remembered that moment. You know what I'm talking about? And we had a nice little conversation. And I'm going to tell you something about Christians. Christian can, somebody really following God, they have a love. You know what I'm talking about? Because the Bible said we should love our house first. I'm just calling like the scripture said. We should love each other first. That's what the Bible said. And then we spread abroad. You know what I'm talking about? And I felt that love from him, his father, and that connection. I know his daddy hurt. You know what I'm talking about? But what that makes it so plain for us, we got to encourage you. That's why I'm gonna, as long as I'm living, as long as I'm, I can be able, even if we don't have God's plan, I'm going to always reach out to you. You know, and if it's God's will, one day reach out to the other, his family too, because we let them know that we praying. We praying and we praying. And we believe God can heal. He gave him a healing, but he gave him the ultimate healing. So his ultimate healing is being with him. Only God knows what would have happened if he didn't have COVID. But God knows he was dealing with a lot of things. And that's why I really believe that God released him from that pain. And I want to tell you, I know you don't have that long. I see some more people hit the one button. I want to say something to you. How long do you have since?
I can stay on probably another 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. Whoever else hit the one button, want to say something to her, go ahead and go pray before she leaves.
All right. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Dog here.
Good morning.
Y'all ain't gonna take all
good
that
morning.
Credit from Brother Dexter. Brother Dexter was my man. He used to always text me. Y'all might have not known about it, but he used to always text me. You know, when we had the press show. But if you could get a chance, Reverend Eric, our brother Reverend Brian, his song. He used to always, he texted me and he used to always want me to play that song. I didn't know how to get it on it. I didn't know how to get it on the air at the time. And his song was "There's a Storm on the Ocean" by Reverend, by Bishop Ron E. Brown. That was one of his favorite songs.
I love that song.
But
I can't hear you.
He also used to always, it's called "There's a Storm on the Ocean" by Bishop Ron E. Brown and the Faith Tabernacle Deliverance Choir. That was his favorite song. He always wanted me to play it for him, but I could never get it on the air because I didn't know how to do it at the time. But he used to love himself some Reverend Brian Eric. He used to love some of you, too, now, because he said your song was "When I See Jesus" by Douglas Miller. He always wanted me to play that for you. But I want to tell Dexter, my loved ones, that we, Brother DJ said, I never met Dexter personally. I don't think I did. But we
did.
Know him, like you said. We did know him personally because he was always text me every day. He used to text me every day about something on the show or what he want to do. And like you said, Reverend Brian, he loved to talk about some racing. Now, he'd get on them shows and ask them questions about their racing, and he was into that. I want all y'all to know, and his fiancée, don't feel sorry for Dexter. Dexter's in a better place, and the Lord wanted him to stop suffering. That's why he took him. And like I said, God makes no mistakes. We might think he does, but he doesn't. And just keep your head up and keep strong. And I appreciate you, brothers, because some of us are fly-by-night brothers and fly-by-night sisters. We talk to you when we're here, and when we're gone, we forget you. But I got to give y'all credit. Y'all always bring Brother Dex stuff and keep him in your heart. And believe it or not, I do too. I just don't be on the show saying it, but I do too. And love Brother Dexter, love his family and his fiance. Keep your head up and keep pushing. God bless all y'all.
Awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. That's Will's. Yes, it is. You know something, Brad? I know there's got to be someone else on that want to say something. But, you know, I found not only can we speak on Brother Dexter on a serious note, spiritual side, you know, there was a hilarious side to Brother Dexter because he was always calling me and Brother Tim, telling him what he was going to make Brother Eric do with that car, just Big Red. You know, he always had something joke for him, you know.
Yeah, got a friend I take.
Always telling me what I wasn't going to do with that beard, you know. You can always miss it, but we always love it. We always love it.
Yeah, I got a friend I take. I got a friend I take.
You got a friend. Like I said, after the accident, man, he said, I just want to get in touch with you all. And my phone rang. It was him.
Yes, it is.
I said, who? He said, bro, Dexter? Man, where you been? And I just started making phone calls. We started talking. So I said, I want to tell, I told my family when my mother left. Whenever the heartaches and pain start hitting, try to always think of the good side. Think of the side when he would do something to make you laugh. You know, he would do something, put a smile on your face. I promise you, it'll carry you through. It carried Brother D a long time. I thought I was going to lose my mind in 95 when I lost Mama. And I could always think of some joke that my mother would tell or something to make me laugh. And it really helped me get through. I promise it did. Just try to always remember the time he would make you smile.
Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. We're gonna pray with you. I found that song, but we're gonna pray with you, sis. Before you go, because we're gonna be still talking and we're gonna still be reminiscing, you know. For your time, I know you gotta get back and what you need to do. We can just try our best. Just to keep lifting you up, sis. And while we're doing lifting you up, we're lifting ourselves up too. We really, really, my brother. And it's not no lip service. This is real talk. Like Brother Willis said, man, he said a mouthful. You're the one people pass on. You don't even think about them no more. You don't even bring them up no more. You know, they just, you know, but we really, really, he left something with us, you know. And he was the reason why we started this platform. He was the reason why this ministry started. He was one of the reasons. Him, Brother Wayne, they started it out, and we just carried it on to the threshold, you know. But I'm going to do this there. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you give us, Lord, that we're going to honor you in it because we believe, Father God, that you're God of understanding and know all things. We want to thank you for our brother, Lord. We want to thank you for him coming in our life, Lord. We want to lift everybody up and going through right now, Lord, and worrying about what's going on right now. But we find out, Father God, that you, God, have never lost a patient, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you for how you received our brother, Lord. Lord, we hurt him right now, Lord. We're not going to step in and shade it around. You know everything. We are hurting right now. We just ask you to give strength to all the brothers, Lord, all the brothers and the sisters, Lord. We want to lift up his fiance to you, Lord. You know, we want to lift her up. Give her strength, Lord. Lord, let she go in this day, Lord. Let them know that we are really, really being on her corner, and we're going to be praying with her. And, Lord, wherever the things she has today at work, Lord, because she's a school teacher, Lord. Give her strength, Lord. Strengthen her, Father God, this day, Lord, so that she can do what she has to do, and that's called to make a living for her life. Lord, we just ask you to bless her whole household, Lord, even the ones he touched, Lord. They maybe can't get on this line, but, Lord, but they are there with them, Lord. That means his brother, his father, Lord, either one of her household that love them. Lord, we just ask you to give strength to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we didn't know sometimes it might not be a great word or sound, Lord, but we know, Father God, that you are a healer, Lord. So, Lord, mend the hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Sometimes it's not going to change, Lord, but, Lord, you can give us some peace in the midst, Lord. So help us, Lord, to understand what you're doing right now. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for it, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to be with us in the name of Jesus. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so, so very much. I do have to go. But I do appreciate each and every one of you for loving Dexter as much as I do.
Yeah. We dealt with you, sis. Don't forget that we dealt with you. Yes. Yeah. Anytime, you know our number. You know, we on this show 5 days a week, but you know mine, you know, and we want you to know that, we there. Yeah. Yeah, we did. Thank you.
Thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, Brother, I think it was Brother Dexter's father, although I think it's sick one that he called. And I think it was me, Brother Tim, and yourself, I believe, that he wanted to get him over to show him how to get to know Christ. Yeah.
She fell off,
Brother D. It's just good. Yeah, I'm in bad weather. And I'm in these mountains. Yeah, I believe that was a father-in-law he called one time. I was saying that he wanted him to get to know Christ. You know?
Yeah.
Asking, how did he get to know this man? Yeah. Like I said before, and I say again, he had a joyful side to him. That cat would have laughing and hurting you.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
He was drawing Brother Tim every day when he was going to make Brother Eric and Brother Tim run.
He got booking right. Tim, what'd you say? What'd you say, Tim? They called me one time. They was going in there, and I didn't know what they were talking about. And then he said, "Ain't that right, Brother Eric?" I just went on and said, "Yeah, I told you get booked."
What you want to do? That's right. Man, yeah, you laugh at the time you get old. The time you get old.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, how you hurt yourself, man? He was a good guy.
He loved asking questions. He was getting ready for God.
Yeah, I know.
He got ready.
So did
he. Like she said, we were thinking, and we heard him. I don't know if anybody could remember this. And if you could, give me a cosign if you remember this. Yeah, he told us that he was about to go home, but he wasn't going to go all the way to the house. He was going to rent a hotel.
He said he was going to stop at a hotel.
One thing.
He did.
He didn't want to take it home to nobody.
And he didn't want to take it home.
And God had another thing, man. And another thing, because he was talking good and everything, yeah. And all of a sudden,
You remember that took him off the ventilator and everything. He was doing good, talking like his regular self. And next call we got, he was gone. But yes, God had a better plan.
But that family is hurting, man. That family is hurting real bad, man. You hear me? That family is hurting real bad.
Yes.
We got to keep that family lifted up. And I believe this family is hurting. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just going to speak on the advance of all of us, man. Nobody knew, and nobody really didn't know that God was going to do what he do. Because at the same time, Reverend Henry was sick.
Yeah, Reverend Harold was sick
at the same time. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah,
you know, he was sick real bad too. You know, God was saying, "What was time?" You know, that's all you can say. But I want to read a scripture, right? I want to read this scripture. Y'all don't mind? I want to play a song, and I want to read two scriptures, right? And it's over here, the Lamentation, right? And it says over here, chapter 3, and it says, verse 22, he said, it is of the Lord, mercy, and we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he said, it is of the Lord, mercy, that we are not consumed, because of his compassion, fell it not. He said, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. God is there. His compassion is there. He covered us with his love. When Jeremiah was lamenting right there, he was talking about how God's love was so depth for people like us. Help me, Holy Spirit. He made way for us. He gave us an ultimate way when he brought his son down here. But boy, when you see God bald, I mean how bold it was, and he put in some of his servants. But when you know when he take one, when we allow one to come home and love one been left behind, we have to encourage them. Let them know that God's mercy and his faithfulness doesn't change. It doesn't change. He's there all the time, and he wants to mend the broken heart. He knows some people are hurting behind Brother Dexter. And Brother Dexter, and I know we're using him right now because that's our brother, you know. There's a lot of people are hurting about some of their loved ones just this year and last year, you know. Not just because of COVID, just because of God said it was time. You know, we give COVID too much credit when God got expiration date. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God got the expiration date. It might not be now.
COVID can't do nothing about it.
Yes, sir, Brother D. It might not be now, but soon. It will be one of our names.
One of our names will be called.
Right. We just want to be ready when he calls. And when he said this, he said, well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few things. Come on up a little higher. I'm going to make you a big thing. That's what I think he's going to do a lot. I believe he's going to do a lot of us like that. He's going to do a lot of us like that. I'm going to play a little of this song, man. Because he put it on here. Let me play it. Y'all ready?
He loved that. That was his song. That was his song. That's your dog. Every cheese to play that song.
Yes.
There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving from this away. If your soul and the healer, you will surely. Thank you.
you will surely drift away.
Mm-hmm.
As a storm.
We prepared a song for the day. Brother Wayne, he said, man, y'all play too many of them young folks songs, man. Brother Randy was really over there, giving the word every day, right?
Right.
And Brother Randy throwing them new songs, man. He said, man, play some of the old songs, man. Brother Wayne,
yeah,
old song. He said, play some of them old songs, man. He said, yeah, I love that. I love that, man.
I'll tell you something, Rick. I had Brother Tim on here. He must have got busy with work because not only was that Brother Dixon, Brother Tim can't sit still when he hear that song there. So he must have got busy because that joke would normally get going when he hear that song. But it's a true song, brother. It's true.
Yes,
there's truly a storm. The storm is there. And it's truly out over the ocean.
This is a day,
if
man.
If you not anchored, you will drift away.
That's it. This is truly a day that we, I don't know, man. Maybe we got to look at it a little different. But she said something in my heart when she sent me that text about her daddy, man. His dad and his brother, man, have that. And I heard her too. Some of us probably forgot about them. When I say forgot about them, it's not been a thought like they have on their mind. I made it my point to say that I was talking to Brother Wayne, because Brother Wayne's birthday was on the 24th, and we was talking. I said, man, we can't forget Brother Dexter, man. We can't forget him. We got to get him on. We got to keep him alive, and on our end, we got to keep him alive. That just happened like one of us. If one of us go, we got to keep us alive.
That's right. Amen. Truly can live on through us. Brother Dolph said it best, Brad, when he said, normally you forgotten. You soon forget when you leave here. But true love won't let you forget. True love won't let you forget.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe that. And watch this, brother. That's why we got to do it. We got to strengthen one another. You never know, brother D.
Right.
It could be your day today.
Yeah,
my day today. You just don't know.
That's right.
That's why we
got to be careful. What the Bible says. It's funny you said that because I'm reading something came across my phone this morning that said, I wish I could go back and find it, and it said somebody, there was a mistake made about God, and I wiped it out right then. I knew that was something for me not to read. It said something about in the Bible there was a mistake made about God, and I knew at that point in time that's something I don't need to read, so I swiped it out. But I wish I could have went back and found it, but I said it because Bro Eric just said it. Man knows not the time nor the hour. Mm-hmm. Jesus made a statement, bro. He said, choose ye this day whom
you
will serve. God is so good to us. God has given us the opportunity every day of our lives to prepare ourselves for another life. That's why I love, Marco used to sing this song, I will go home, Brother Eric. As soon as he see me walk in the church door, he said, I know what song I got to sing today. Because it's so true. The song says there's nobody's fault but mine. And Marco had a verse, he would say, he said, I got a Bible in my home.
Mm-hmm.
If I fail to read it, and my soul will be lost. It's nobody's fault but mine.
My own.
God has told man, prepare ye the way. He has told man this. He said, I come as a thief and a robber in the midst of the night.
Yes, sir.
He letting you know what Bro Eric is telling you is true. the next second, one of us might be gone.
That's it, man. That's it.
But you got a chance to get it right right now. You got a chance to prepare yourself right now.
Yes, Lord.
To hear the famous words. Because if you don't, you're going to hear other words. Contrary to good you've been. I've got a friend of mine on this earth right now, one of the best guys you ever want to meet in life, but he won't talk about God. And there's a prepared statement for you that says, depart from me, for I know you not.
It's in the book.
All your work was of iniquity. God has prepared it. It's up to us to accept it. There's going to come a day. I promise you. There's going to come a day. What did you do with that dash?
There you go.
If you tell somebody about Jesus, what did you do?
We want to do this too, Brother D. It might be somebody over here thinking about their loved ones, somebody they miss.
Amen.
And they want to remember of this publicly.
Amen.
You don't want to say, I can remember when I had my mother here. I remember when I had my father here. I could just remember. You know, you
thank
can
God
hit that one, but, and we'll pray with you for strength.
Yes, Lord.
You know, we'll pray with you for strength. You know, because we believe that this is what God put us here to do, to stand in the gap with one another. You know what I'm talking about? If it ain't yours today, let me say this again. If it's not yours today, it can be yours tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you that. You know, we're not going to be exempt to stuff like this. I just pray for strength, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God give us strength and time like this. And we need to encourage one another. Let us know that, you know, it's a good saying. And don't give me a twist when I say this, to be strong. You know, it's a good saying. That is. You're right. We want everybody to be strong in the Lord. But sometimes that strong stuff sounds good. When it's not at your front door.
When it's not at your front door.
And I'm not trying to discredit nobody for saying what they say. But boy, when you hurting, that's probably the least thing you want to hear. Come on, be strong.
Amen.
Because
I know how you feel.
Really tell too, Brother D. It's scripture too. You know what I'm talking about? Because a lot of people that we talk to and going through this time know scripture. You know what I'm talking about? And the Bible tells it tells us that when a person going through grieving part, right? When a person grieving, Brother D, it said, but I would have, look what it said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning things which are
things.
He said that your sorrow not, even as others have no hope. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. We have to encourage us with these words. We not tell you not to cry, but don't cry without no hope. Like, we don't think, man, I just don't believe you did this. And Lord, where is he? Is he in hell or is he in heaven? I just don't know, Lord. I just want you to tell me. And he telling the believers, because a lot of them were dying at that time. They were leaving before Jesus came back. And that's a long time, and some of them was reaching for an answer, and he told them. He said, don't do it. Don't be ignorant of this death.
Amen.
This death I'm talking about is being absent of the body, present with the Lord. But you need to know the Lord before you get absent. You know, we encourage him, because he said, I like this part. I just want you to let this stay with you. Verse 14, 4 and 14, Thessalonians 4 4:14, he said, for if we believe, now hear what I said now, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, here we go, y'all, even so, them also which is asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord should not prevent them which are asleep. That's what the book said. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven and with a voice of archangel and with a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ. Watch it now.
Shall
the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And shall we ever be with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, this is the thing I love at the end of that discourse. This is a discourse to me. This is preaching here. You hear what I said? This is preaching here.
Hello, my
brother. You know what he told?
Yes, it is.
He told him. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is what we're supposed to use, to comfort one another. If you believe, and I believe, we'll meet each other again. If you
will see each other again,
if they believe, we'll see each other again.
Yes,
that's
will.
All.
Yes,
I know it hurt. Trust me, I know it hurt. We all got a different way of how we grieve. So when we have somebody grieving before us, sometimes words are changing. You know what I'm talking about? My thinking sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But only thing going to move them all the way. I think I heard Brother D praying yesterday about how the earth, the pain of earth, heaven, what he hides the pain of earth.
Yes, he will.
With
yes,
his
he will.
Grace.
Yes.
He swallowed all sorrow up with his grace and his love because he put his hands on you. And once God put his hands on you, you can feel something warm about it. You can feel pressure getting released from it, and he'll move it for a moment. Sometimes he move it for a long time. Sometimes he'll allow you to do it to keep us praying, to keep us looking up to him.
Because
he don't want to give up. You know, some people like to give up when they love one die. Some people like to just want to throw their hands in. Some go to smoking weed, smoke crack, shooting dope, stealing, just go crazy. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just calling like an ear. And some just sit there
and
ask God to minister to them. Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
Lord, I cannot do it without you. I need you.
God.
This is a heavy load. It is a heavy load.
Yes,
I need you, Lord. I need you. I, a lot of things we say, I'm just saying this, please don't misunderstand me. Sometimes stuff is so cliche. You know what I'm talking about? Until you be in that moment.
Amen.
You used to. I remember when I said something. This I'm saying this because I'm just speaking for Eric. Nobody, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to do. I'm speaking from my experience only. That I quit doing saying a few things because when someone came to me one day by my mother, I ain't gonna never forget it. And told me, be strong. You know, it's just me.
Don't want to hear it.
It's just me.
I don't want to hear that at that moment. I don't want to hear that. I just lost my mother.
You gonna tell me to be strong, man? Let me grieve, man.
Right.
Get out of my way with this one, him, man. I love you, though.
Yeah.
Can you get out of my way? And then when I said, and I'm a priest. You know, you lie. My brother
hear.
Over right now. My brother over right now, I know he's going to play before I go to work. He knows what I'm talking about. But, you know, and God allowed me to go through that sermon, go through the whole thing, man. You know what I'm talking about? But then that didn't mean I didn't love my mother. That didn't mean I didn't hurt. I just held it back.
Right.
I had to minister, you know what I'm talking about? But boy, trust me, I was hurting on the inside. Yeah, I was hurting on the inside. My biological brother, he on right now. He'll tell you. He'll hit that one, but he'll tell you. That was a tough time, man. You know what I'm talking about? Knowing that we had to live up. That was a tough time for us, man. We know she was sick. We know they wanted to amputate some things. You know, they wanted to throw their hands. The doctor did throw his hands up. You know what I'm talking about? And I mean, she had recovered one time in 2003. But then God had said something in 2010, it was time. Stay 7 more years after that. And I'm telling you, brother, it was time. We prayed and cried, and God said it was time. We couldn't stop that.
Amen.
And we loved her too. And we loved her too, man.
But he loved her more.
Hey, Josh, hit that one button, Josh. I know you got to, unless you can talk before you go in. Can you hit that one button?
Man.
I can talk a little bit. There you go.
Hello.
Hey, Josh.
Hey,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Good morning.
Morning.
I know you got to get in there. You got to get in there. You got to hit the work. Yeah, I know. I'm on my way to take Greg to the hospital, man. So we ready to walk out the door. I had to get a little in, see what was going. You know. Yeah, I remember that day, man. Yeah, I remember. It hurt. That hurt for real, man. And you bringing it up and bringing back memory, huh?
If you come tell us to be strong, you're going to be all right. That stuff was wild in my ears. I couldn't even understand that when people were telling me that, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What about you, bro? Yeah. This is my brother. This is my brother.
Yeah. Good morning, bro. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
You know, we go through a lot in this world, man. But then when we lose that loved one that we're so close to, man, it, some people can take it well, and some people like me, I couldn't. I'm just being honest. You know, when they were raising up in that casket, man, you know, I figured she was finna get up, man. Woo. You know, but you know, God has to say so. You know, so bringing it up now, you know, it kind of hurts. I do miss her.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
But one thing she gave us, she gave us Jesus.
She sure did. One time, she said, I remember, one time we laying in the bed, she said, I said, her old man, and she started playing that piano, my old man sitting there singing to me.
We had a piano in the house. They don't know about that old school stuff. We had a piano in the house. My mama could play the piano.
She banged them keys. I'm gonna get up, look at it. I said, man, we gotta go to school anymore. It was a day.
Yeah.
It was a day.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Hey, Reverend, they go punking. Reverend.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hey, baby, I ain't trying to leave you, but I got to tell my wife to wait when you're on the way out the door, man. I had to hear you a bit this morning. All right,
yeah.
Reverend.
Yeah.
Love y'all, man.
When you say how you don't want to hear that, see, people that ain't never been down that road may not understand that. But once you done travel that road, you fully understand what a person is saying. Man, listen, when I lost mom in 95, I feel like I could just reach and pull the skin off my face. You know, I couldn't, how they opened the casket for the last time, I didn't want to see her like that. I didn't want to see her for the last time. I want to remember for the last time. You know, this is why I try to tell people, always try to remember the good times when those bad times come, try to think of the good times that you had. And you're going to get them. You're going to have days. Man, I've had that. I think that's one of the reasons my mother-in-law and I are so tight today.
Brother, you lying, though. This is something you say all the time. You know what you say, Brother D?
Man.
I ain't heard you say this one. Yeah. But you say it all the time. Can I repeat what you said?
Come on, my brother.
If God put it in your heart to call that person, call that person.
You better do it because
you never know when that person leaves. Break the ice, and whoever made you mad, man, cut that stuff off, man. Don't go laying down.
Hey, you know what?
If you don't end it then, and they take their life, well, you know what I say, they take their life. If God come give them, receive them, and you didn't give a chance to say, I love you, or you didn't get a chance to say, I'm sorry, boy, that's going to be some closure you're never going to get.
Man, it's like you go through the rest of your life trying to live past it. You just can't get past it. It's something you will never get past.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. When God puts something on you, you better do it. You know? And see, and this was, it's funny you said it, bro, because that goes back to the question you asked yesterday about hearing God.
You got to listen.
You can't always talk. You got to listen. And when you align yourself up with God and you get in the will of God, whatever he speaks to you, you need to listen.
Our sister just texted us again. She must be sitting still again. She said, I love y'all very much. Thank you for celebrating Dexter's life on a special day.
He
is somewhere smiling, you know. See, that goes a long way, man. We're doing a great thing, y'all. We're doing a great thing. It goes a long way.
You know what made me feel good, Brad? When I heard Brother Dog come in. Because I used to be one of those guys that would be on, and I would hear Dexter with a question. And like Brother Dog said, he always wanted to talk about some racing and stuff. And I heard him come in. Like I said, my brother Tim must have got busy. Him and Brother Dexter used to go in a lot. But it's just that. It's a celebration. It makes the person feel good to know that their loved ones are not forgotten, and especially by the ones that call them sisters or brothers, that they're not forgotten.
You sure?
When I saw that text last night, I said, ooh, Lord, I got to make sure no matter what tomorrow, I got to be on time. I got to, because... It's easy to profess out your mouth that you love a person. That's easy part. But when it come from the heart, but then wait a minute, here we go again, Brad. The Bible, see that I learned it about my God. He just can't lie. The Bible says what's from the heart.
It'll reach the heart.
If it's lip service, it'll soon fade away.
That's it.
It'll soon fade away. But I can promise you, if it's from the heart. And Brother Dexter, we love you, boy.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, you know. I'm going to say this. I'm not saying I'm rushing nobody. We're not rushing nobody, you know. But if you want to say something, you know, about the brother or experience you had with the brother, you know, you can hit the one button. If you already open, if you had some thought came across your mind, you can express that too. Because I believe, man, like the sister said, he's somewhere smiling. You know, I guarantee you, he's somewhere smiling, and God giving him peace. To what he did, he allowed him to get close to him and allow him to be right next to him. And I really believe there's going to be a time that all of us are going to have that moment. So give thanks to God. I want to still leave you with this, too. you know, I got to call somebody. When I put it on my mind, I got to call my auntie, you know, to my, you know, she up in age, I want to call her. You know, to my, it is, she the only one living, you know, on my side of my mother, you know.
Right.
But I want to, you know, if somebody you got, you don't have to be just because they're up in age, you know, to my, just somebody you haven't talked in a while because of misunderstanding, you know. Man,
right,
break that thing, man. Because if you don't get that thing fixed, and that person God call home or vice versa, you know, you go home or hey, man, you can't get no closure from that because you know what, you're gonna always beat this up in the head that I should have. Don't let it go down like that. Tell that person, man, you know, I know we don't see the eye to eye on everything, man, but brother or sister, I just want to tell you, I'm going to say this for myself, I'm sorry. And then they might say,
amen.
You ain't did nothing. I'm the one that did it. But I want to say it
anyway
because it's been too many days that we haven't talked. It's been too many days that you ignored me. I want us to have a relationship again, so I'm sorry.
Amen.
Watch this, brother. It might be in your bedroom, your wife, or your husband.
Yes, that's right.
It might be your child. I'm sorry. And watch this, brother D. And I ain't talking about. I don't believe in step. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I believe step
Amen.
Up. That sound better?
Amen.
I believe step up. One dude told me, he said, if you have a stepchild, right? I said, I'll let him get his little thing out. When you have a stepchild, it's different from having your real child. I said, it's according to how much you love somebody. It's according to where you are in your love. But I always talk, there's not a step. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
A step up. You know what I'm saying? You step up.
You show sure right,
vice
my brother.
Woman up, man. You step up, you know what I'm talking about? And then if she or he was a father or mother, he or she is not saying that he's the biological parent, but he's telling you, I'm going to step up and be your dad. I'm going to step up and be your
dad
and mother, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to step up and be, you know, I'm not your stepfather. I'm not your stepmother.
Sure.
I stepped up because I took the package. I accepted you, your mother, and I accepted you and your father. It can go either way. You know what I'm talking about? Because sometimes men have kids, and they go into a relationship and get married. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and you can have a wedge between you and him or her. But
amen.
You have to stop, man, because they going if you don't do it either way, both ways, it's gonna hurt. And so if one of you pass on or something happens. Y'all can't even, it's going to hurt. Why would I say this? Because you'd be surprised who running around, who fussing about something, man. Who's arguing about something that you can't do nothing about. You know, sometimes
and,
they ain't way
know,
down.
Brother,
And
when Dev hit, you find that it wasn't nothing.
Nothing.
It just wasn't nothing. And all that time, you hold it over my head or hold over your head or vice versa me, you find it wasn't nothing. And now I can't tell, bro, Eric, I'm sorry, he gone. He can't tell me, bro, D, I still love you because, bro, D gone. You find that it wasn't nothing. It truly wasn't. And see, some of us, bro, can speak from the biblical point of it. I can speak from both sides of it. The Bible says, told us not to lay down in anger. So don't lay down in wrath. The Bible told us that. The Bible said, get angry. He said, but sin not. And see, I can tell, man, I lost talking that same way, brothers and sisters. I lost talking like that, not talking to him. And I think about it all the time. I promise you I do. I think about it all the time. And truly, it was nothing. It was nothing. This is why you and Brother Tim said, when something is troubling you, he says already foretold in the Bible. Find it, read it, and do just what it says. The Bible says don't lay down in anger. But the Bible says don't lay down in anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost Marker the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The only arc I had in the city. I heard every speaker stepping up, not step dead, but step up. Mm-hmm. My pops, nobody know what, I never tell no one that. That's not my biological father.
God
but
bless.
Love can't get no tighter. Love can't get any greater. If I call him right now, and before he hang the phone, we're going to say, love you, son. I'm going to tell him, love you, Pop. I don't care. We talked a few days ago. He was on the way into a funeral just the other day. But before we got off the phone, he said, love you, boy. Love you, Pop.
There you go. There you go.
I promise you, it's nothing. Well, if you got somebody you had out with, you need to do all you can to make it right.
You sure right.
You may not can get that person to come, but you need to do what you can do. Because tomorrow is true to not promise. And like Brother Aaron told you earlier, all of us, we had a date before we were born. We had a death date.
Told it.
It's already written in stone. Yeah.
Yes,
and we're going to meet it. We're going to meet
That's
it.
That's it.
You're going to be late for a lot of things. You're not going to be late for that. You can miss and duck and dodge some things. We're not going to miss our death day. Can't dodge.
That's right.
We're going to attend that day.
Hey, bro, Eric. When you say a prayer, I got a request from it just out my heart because it affected a lot of people. On yesterday, the Payne family over here in Geiger, Alabama, which I know real well, a lot of people know them. Two of the sisters got killed in a car wreck. They were 62 and 55. They got rear-ended by a Jeep on the interstate. And the one sister has been had a stroke last year. She's going to rehab, learning how to walk again. She's one of the deceased, but I know their baby sister and a lot of people know them around there. I just want to send a prayer to them and pray for the community. When I went through the community a while ago, it sort of touched me again because they lost their mama during COVID. The sister was bedridden. She's just learning how to walk again. And yesterday she lost all two sisters. Well, actually, one of them was the one that was learning how to walk and one of the twins. Just send a special prayer for that family, community, and everybody affected by it. I got to get out, boy, and unload it. I just want to, boy, it left my heart, yeah. Boy, I forgot about it. Just want this, man. I just need that. I'm sorry.
No, you good, man. You good, man. That's what we do, man. That's just what we do. And I'm gonna give you this here. When we pray, you know, you hear one voice, right? But we pray and touch and agree that all of us believe in prayer, and we believe that we're praying for. God gonna answer, you know, come on. And I know a lot of us have enough faith to call on the Lord. You know, come on. We just need one more. Again. But I believe we all on one accord. You know, I believe God will embrace in due time, you know, come on. That's what we're talking about right there. You just don't know. You don't know the hour.
Amen.
God,
Amen.
You don't know the hour. Don't know the minute. Just don't know. You know, a lot of folks, I seen a man get shot, man. I seen a man get shot, man, 9 times, right? Nine times. And walked away. You hear me? Walked away from it. And I seen a man got shot with a .22 one time in his buttocks. You know what I'm talking about?
And
died. You scratched your head and said, how did that happen? You know what I'm saying? Every time that man got shot, it was just chucking meat off him with 9 times. And he lived, man. He lived today. You hear me? This man got shot 5 times. in this chair and died, man. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody said, well, you know how the 22 bullet is. It can start right here, and the bullet hit and then run. That don't make you supposed to die, though.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So I say this here.
Amen.
Well, God got a date. He got a date, and no one gonna miss it. He has a date.
Right.
None of us gonna miss it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
It might come in a strange time. He said, "Man, I know a lot of people got that operation and still got through. I know a lot of people got this still here." It wasn't their time, brothers and sisters.
It wasn't their time.
It's your time.
That's
when it is
time.
Your time, man, we can pray to the cows come home. You know what I'm saying?
You go.
When death is there, Reverend Henry, when death is there, and you got to pray, Mother Brother Reverend Henry, she got to pray for herself.
Yeah.
But God said, come on.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come on.
Yes, sir.
He said, come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop.
When it's your time, it's your time.
Can't stop. Somebody said you. They said you could. I'm gonna be a little slick right here, Reverend Henry. I know a little deep slicker than I am, right? You know, a lot of people said, "Well, you can rush your date." Yeah, you can rush it, but God still got date.
That's right. You didn't want to see it there.
Yeah. God still got the date.
That's right. He still got that date.
He still got the date.
Right. That's
still
it.
Still got that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
he still got that.
Yes, sir.
Bible said it. He said you can shorten your days if you doing what? If you don't honor your
parents. Yeah. Honor that mother and father.
I thought you could move it. I thought you could move it.
Your days may be long among the land that I
But he still. That's it. But he still got the date. He still got the date.
Right.
He still got it.
That's it. That's it.
We're gonna do this family now, and I know we always tend that love, and anybody want to come in, you know, we never just shut it off. Nobody can be able to just say thank you for the memories of Brother Dexter. Thank you for the memories of maybe one of your loved ones you might want to talk about. You know, we're here, but we have to find a place to. And, you know, I'm going to do this here, Brother D, because you know what I'm going to say? If you can't get it right now, if you can't get on right now, if you can't say what you want to say right now, we do have another ministry later on to come on. And everybody's been around long enough on this phone to know about the Woody Dog blog talk show, right? But Tuesday set aside. But let the ministry go forth in God, right? In that ministry, did you have Brother D, Brother Tim, Sister Marion? And sometimes I peep through Sister Fan, you know what I'm talking about? And we try to bring the word of God, you know what I'm talking about? And I want to say this. I know I got a little noise. Y'all hear that noise? Can y'all hear some noise? Y'all can't hear it?
You good.
I'm gonna give y'all. I'm gonna give you a number if you want to call in later on. And it's five Central, right? If I'm right, it's 5 Central, and
that's right.
Six Eastern, and the number I got, you know, is 425-292-4212. If you need a little more time, 425-292-4212. Can y'all hear that? Was I breaking up?
Yeah.
You're clear. You're loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Okay. We'll be back on later on if God's will. If it's His will, we'll be back on later on, and try to go a little farther in God's word. You know, I don't know where they're gonna go with it. Where they go, I'm gonna follow. If you don't hear me, know me, I ain't on. Because sometimes I can't do nothing but just listen.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? So
Amen.
I can't do nothing but listen. But it ain't just because I'm doing it, not want to be on, but I'll be doing a lot of things at that time at the same hour here lately. And it's going to come to the end.
Amen.
But again, 425-292-4212. And if I'm wrong, Brother D, stop me if I'm wrong. They call it prayer hour.
You're right.
Prayer time.
It's a prayer hour. You're right.
You know, but they're going to get the word. We got a man going to play some music. You know what I'm talking about?
We got a man still music.
I got a request, if you don't mind, all day and all night.
I gotta call Monkey, bro. I know, but Dog can put in a request from last week. But I haven't seen that song again that you had to sing last week.
He got that song too. I sent it to him before she sung. I told him put this on your list. Use me, Lord, in your service.
But he wants her to sing it though. You want to hear some more of that?
You know I'm a little country.
Every man should be standing right there though, man. Just say, use me, Lord, in thy service.
Mm-hmm.
You should want the Lord to use you.
That's it. My brothers, if one of you want to pray for the ministry today, for the ministry later on, and for the prayer for what Brother Nutty was asking about, by the 2-1, God called home and the community. If one of your brothers can help us out with that. Unless I'm missing something.
That's a lot.
And Martha, she said something?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen.
She said something.
And out of praise the Lord.
What was it, Doc?
Praise the Lord. She sent out a divine perspective, Habakkuk, second chapter, the third verse, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It will surely come. Hallelujah. Said, our times are in God's hand. Our souls are in his keeping. Yes, praise the Lord. So you write about it, that expiration day. Hallelujah. Those who don't show any regards for God may seem to prosper at the moment, but God will ultimately right all wrong. God acts sovereignly in all that comes to pass. Works towards his purpose. God's plan will surely take place and be on schedule. Praise the Lord. That divine perspective. Praise the Lord. And then she also gave us visible vulnerability. visible. It says, being honest about our struggles allows us to help each other. And I like that, how you and Brother John were transparent about, you know, when you're hurting in such a way. Sometimes you don't want no words. You know, you don't want, because even in Ecclesiastes, it tells us there's a time for it. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, tell you it's a time that God has set aside a moment that you may mourn, that you may be sad. But he gives us that time. But then he also gives us hope. But before hope, he gives us that moment that we may hurt. But then he also allows you time when you get ready, hallelujah, to after you pass that moment. And some is longer than others, but God lets you know that he still can. He is still there. Praise the Lord. Be honest about our struggles allows us to help each other. God bless you. Dear Aunt Martha, for divine perspective and also visible vulnerability. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this time that you've given us, this memorial period that you've given us to look back and reflect, Father God, and remember, oh, different loved ones that you've placed in our lives. Father God, we realize, Father God, that, oh, hallelujah, there is no pain. There's has that heaven cannot heal. So, Father God, in this, in the midst of our hurting, in the midst of us being wounded in our heart, we look unto you, the only wise God, the only one that can give us strength, the only one that knows and understands our hurt. Father God, we want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for a moment, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. A moment to hurt. Well, we realize that you've given. You gave and you still continuously to give your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Oh, that we may have right to the tree of a life, Father God. So we know, above all, you understand first, Father God. And you won't even rush us. Oh, you won't even rush us. You allow us time and space, Father God, that we may be wounded even in our hearts. So this we say thank you, Lord, for your understanding. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your strength. Thank you, Father God, for things that we have experienced even this day. We ask in prayer. Oh, Father God, special prayer. Look upon that family. Oh, hallelujah, that Brother Nutty expressed, Father God, rest you. Take care of the hour of bereavement. Hallelujah. The time that you've given unto them. Oh, Father God, for after you allow the loved ones to transition, Father God, we know that you're still there. You still care. So we ask that you give strength, Father God, to those that are hurting. Give strength to those that are yet in bereavement, even across this nation, Father God, across the land that you have made for man. We ask that you give strength. Hallelujah. Our supplication is unto you. Oh, Father God, help us, Father God, in this hour in Jesus' name. Give strength. Oh, and we thank you for your strength in advance, because we know that you love us most of all, better than we could ever love ourselves. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your kindness. Jesus' name. And all those others that asked for prayer, even the ones that spoke it and even the ones that didn't speak it, you know, are all special needs, Father. So we have to just look upon them, read our hearts, Father God, and answer our prayers. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name, Father God. Thank you again. And we want to tell you that we do love you. It is in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ain't no harm to moan sometimes. Thank you, Jesus. All night.
Oh, Lord. I wouldn't give up.
All night.
All night.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.